USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new survey from the Fed Reserve finds Americans were uneasy about the economy even before inflation started soaring. The Fed releasing its annual survey of household economics and decision-making for 2021. Only 24% of respondents thought national economic conditions were good or excellent. That represented a drop from 26% in 2020, the height of the COVID pandemic. The figure was at 50% in 2019. This, as President Biden says, an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains unchanged at $4.59 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
This is the last week of the Johnny Depp defamation trial in Virginia, and he will reportedly be back on the stand. The Pirates of the Caribbean star already testifying in his case against ex-wife Amber Heard. He says her claims of domestic violence aren't true and have hurt his career. She countersued and spent 2 days testifying as well. Closing arguments are set for Friday. Elon Musk is continuing to have questions about the amount of people actually on Twitter.
Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. If 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call...
Although monkeypox is not a new disease and is rarely seen outside Africa, multiple cases have been confirmed in the United States and Europe recently. At the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, the World Health Organization's head of the smallpox secretariat, Dr. Rosamund Lewis, says they are working with officials in Africa to research why it is showing up in urban areas.
We've seen a few cases in Europe over the last 5 years, just in travelers, but this is the first time we're seeing cases across many countries at the same time in people who have not traveled to the endemic regions in Africa.
Monkeypox is related to smallpox. However, people usually experience milder symptoms. Sweden and Finland have both submitted official applications to become a part of NATO. The Senate will soon vote on the U.S. approval of their applications. So far, senators from both parties appear supportive. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says that the U.S. government has come together in the effort against the Russian invasion.
The welcoming of Finland and Sweden into NATO, this is collective action, but it is an important example of both President Biden's leadership, but also the Republicans and Democrats in Congress pulling together.
The Boston Celtics set to host Game 4 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat tonight. Tip-off set for just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.